USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Multiple deaths are being reported and many more are injured after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck off Taiwan's eastern coast. It is the strongest quake to hit the island in 25 years. It did cause tsunami warnings for other nearby islands, including Japan, but those have been canceled. The White House expressing some stated outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. USA's John Schaefer.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation into the incident and demanded appropriate accountability.
The U.S. will continue to press Israel to do more as well to ensure the safety of humanitarian workers, and will continue to do all we can to deliver this assistance.
Kirby stressed the need for Israel to enhance protection for aid workers in Gaza, citing the distressing statistic that over 200 humanitarian aid workers have been killed in the Israel-Hamas conflict.
Voters have been weighing in for several more state primary elections this week. On Tuesday, voters cast ballots for president and other races and ballot items in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. President Biden was expected to see another uncommitted protest vote from critics of his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Former President Trump again making immigration a top issue in his campaign, slamming Biden administration policies at the U.S. southern border during a campaign event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Tuesday.
There's no country in the world that will withstand the cost of this, and maybe more important than actual dollar cost, the cost that it's doing. It's wrecking our civilization. It's destroying our country.
Severe weather continued to impact portions of the central U.S. Later on Tuesday, tornado watches were spread across half a dozen states, from northern Mississippi to Kentucky and north through the Ohio River Valley. This is USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A man is dead in Florida after crashing a small experimental aircraft not too far from a local airport. The sheriff of Polk County, Florida, is Grady Judd. He says 76-year-old Arthur Canning had just taken off and may not have had time for a distress call.
Certainly he could have made a transmission, but it would have had to have been real quick because he was up and into the ground in seconds.
The pilot had built the plane himself and had only flown it a couple of times before the crash, the first time last Saturday. A deadly school shooting in Finland. USA's Corey Myers with details.
One child has died. Two others have been seriously injured in a primary school shooting in Finland. Both the victims and the suspect just 12 years old. The handgun used in that shooting was licensed to a close relative of the shooter. That shooter has been charged with murder and attempted murder. Police say they have no details about a motive as of yet.
LSU women's basketball is under fire after the team did not come out for the national anthem before its regional final game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa players held hands during the Star Spangled Banner. LSU had left the court right before the anthem was played. LSU head coach Kim Mulkey said it was not intentional. It was just their routine, although they weren't on the floor for the anthem last year when they played Iowa for the national championship. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.